In today's short passage from Mark's Gospel, Jesus' outward actions are symbolic. However, the miracle that he works is not. Jesus placing his finger in this man's ears symbolically represents opening the deaf man's ears to sound, and touching the man's tongue symbolically represents loosening of the man's tongue. However, the miracle resides, as all miracles do, in the power of God, in this instance, in the person of Jesus Christ, who releases the man from his infirmity, saying, "Ephatha, be opened." Be opened. Right to the heart of the matter. Be opened. How is Jesus challenging us today to be opened? To open our ears to the gospel message rather than refusing to hear it. To open our lips to proclaiming the gospel message rather than remaining silent. While we might be inclined to say that the man in the gospel had an excuse, there is no excuse for us. There is no excuse for us when it comes to hearing Jesus speak to us and sharing what he has to say to us with others. After all, coming here to church makes very little sense if we are coming with no intention of listening or living by what we hear from God, who is the way, the truth, and the life, what he has to say to us. And so I doubt that any of us here would consciously or deliberately have this be our mindset. However, perhaps unconsciously, because we can become so busy about so much that our well-intentioned desire to hear and to act upon the word of God can get sidetracked way too easily. Or we are self-conscious because we may be a bit timid when it comes to sharing our love of God and his teachings out in the world, be it at school, in the workplace, with neighbors, friends, or family. Is it possible that we are being called by the Lord today to clean out our ears and to strengthen our voices when it comes to living our faith among others? Is it possible that we are being invited by the Lord today to review how well we are listening to God's word, his message of salvation, how his message affects how we act, and what words come from our mouths? Is it possible that our God is inviting us to experience the power of his healing in our life? I believe that the answer to all the above is yes. Indeed, my sisters and brothers, let us be open to the word of God that blesses our lives and touches and transforms our hearts. Let our tongues be free to proclaim God's love to our sisters and brothers, lifting up their spirits and ours as well. May God's blessings be with you this day, throughout the week ahead.